Our director of game data analytics, Rochelle Thompson, professionally trained in accounting. Rochelle handles and computes a running game log with downtime, yard line, result, tackle, while compiling our first, third, and fourth down conversions, as well as time possession. Somehow we keep convincing her to show up, especially after surviving last week's winter hurricane in Harbor Beach.
Well, we keep doing that by adding in one more heater. I think we're up to three. I'm not sure. The hand warmers and a couple space heaters. I think we're up to three, so maybe that's how we keep upping the ante to keep her around.
And back again would be Dan Pink, your official spotter this afternoon. And we have a rather unusual setup today. We have four media entities in a very, we'll call it a can of sardines here on the opposite side of the field. So Dan Banky, our spotter, is actually going to be posted up outside, and we have his headset through the window today. So that should be interesting there. But now for our upcoming broadcast schedule. In the event of a Harbor Beach victory today, the strong side will return this Sunday at 7 p.m. However, if Breckenridge wins and moves on to Ford Field, that would mark the end of our broadcast season, and thus there would be no strong side this Sunday. Again, if Harbor Beach wins, there will be a strong side on Sunday at 7 p.m. With a loss today would be the last WLW sports broadcast until basketball fires up with John Mooney after the New Year holiday.
Absolutely right. So we're hoping that we have a reason to clue you guys in on Sunday at 7 p.m. That is, if Harbor Beach is able to beat Breckenridge here today.
Today, it's the state semifinals between the Breckenridge Huskies and the Harbor Beach Pirates, as you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Never before in the history of F-150s have the rebates been this good. Hi, Dawn Foote here from More Motor Sales in Cairo. We have the best selection of F-150s and Super Duty trucks in three counties. If you currently have a Ford lease to turn in, you would qualify for up to $14,901 in discounts and rebates on select models. And ask one of our certified sales professionals to check for extra incentives, and you may qualify for up to $3,000 more. See me, Dawn Foote, at More Motor Sales, just west of Cairo on M81. See you soon.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only one in three will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Listen to the WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, Dan Benke with your call today from Chesaning, Michigan. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Join me today from the Herndale Tribune, the pride of the Tribune side, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hanson, via text message from Battle Creek, our from the Herndale Tribune, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mike Gallagher, and our Director of Sports Information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Last week, Mike Gallagher picked up his second straight victory and is now tied with Dave Hanson in the standings, just one game back from Paul P. Adams.
Yeah, what an impressive win for Mike, and good to see him kind of settle in with how the round table works. You can see he's starting to pick up on it, similar to how Doug did last year. Really excelled towards the end of the year, and hey, it's a competitive house now.
Yep. Different story this year for me, though.
Well, we won't get into that, but so how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for today's featured game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Mike won last week, he will go last, which means, Dave Hanson, the tee is yours.
Absolutely it is, boys. Well, it's good to be back here again. I hope this isn't the last time we gather together here, but this Breckenridge team is for real, folks. They have a very good squad. They've not really well experienced when it comes to the playoffs, as the regional they won last week, first time in school history, I believe, and we'll get into that. But this team's for real. They have a team that likes to throw the football, which is why their score was a little lower last week. And Harbor Beach is a very good defensive team, so it's good defense meets really good offense. The difference for me, though, is Harbor Beach's offense willing to answer the bell? And I don't know if that's the case, but they've been prepping all week. And let's face it, I missed last week. That 35-0 was impressive. And I think the momentum will continue, and I think a close battle is deemed with a Harbor Beach victory. I got them 27-21 over Breckenridge.
27-21, a victory for Harbor Beach, according to Paul or Dave Hanson. A 6-point victory, according to our in-game analyst, Dave Hanson. Up next, that would mean Paul P. Adams from the Herndale Daily Tribune.
Well, it's good to be back here. It's been a couple years. This is an awesome facility, and nice to have you back here too, Dave. I think you have two teams that are playing very similar styles. Great defense, I think, is what defines both of these teams, and I think that's what we're going to see here today. This Breckenridge defense has only given up double-digit points to three opponents all year, pitched 7 shutouts, held Ishpeming to a season-low 6 points last week. And Harbor Beach has really relied on its defense this year to carry them. And offensively, they have struggled at times to finish drives. They have moved the ball, but unable to finish drives. And I think, finally, that is going to cost the Pirates today, their inability to finish some of those drives, unfortunately. So with that said, hoping that I'm wrong, but trying to win the media roundtable as well, I'm going to go with Breckenridge 26, Harbor Beach 12.
26-12, a 14-point victory in favor of Breckenridge, according to Paul P. Adams, which leaves Doug Cole. You're up next.
You know what? I've been going back and forth on this game. We don't know much about Breckenridge except they're undefeated and they're having a great season. I hope I'm wrong here, but I think Harbor Beach is going to hang in tough for 3 quarters, and I think Breckenridge is going to probably pull out 2 to 3 touchdowns. With that, I got Breckenridge 34. Harbor Beach 14.
34-14, a 20-point victory in favor of Breckenridge for Doug Cole. And that leaves Mike Gallagher, last week's winner. And very simple, he's covering the USA State Championship volleyball game right now against Bronson. And for those keeping score, Bronson actually took the first set. That would be with a 25-19 was that first set. So USA down in their first one. But Mike Gallagher kept it simple. All he said is just a gut feeling. He's picking Harbor Beach 20, Breckenridge 12. So he's got Harbor Beach winning by 8 points. So we have 2 for Breckenridge and 2 for Harbor Beach. We have Dave Hanson picking Harbor Beach by 6. Mike Gallagher, Harbor Beach by 8. Paul P. Adams, Breckenridge by 14. And Doug Cole, Breckenridge by 20. Now let's take a look at other area games going on. Of course, no other local teams playing at this point in the playoffs. However, we're keeping score. Today is the 8-player state championship games for Division 1 and 2. Morris kicked off about an hour and a half ago.